is up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Bizarre Junkies Daily Show. I'm your host, Austin Alvarez. In a rare appearance today, we have George Carmona on the rig today. That is clap-worthy.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if Chatrell's here, but she's going to be very happy if she watches the replay. But even more exciting
is... Chatrell.
That's what I said.
I just want to say.
Okay, all right. Relax, brother. But who do we have next to me but a former guest of the show, friend of the show, friend of the studio, all-around crazy cunt. We got Marcus Deegan.
What's up, everybody? Wearing
a Bizarre Junkies shirt, by the way.
Yeah, and this was planned as well. Look how good it looks.
Does look good. You can have one, too, with the link in the description.
Guys, grab yourself one of these. It's good material, and it looks good. And you'll have everybody asking you, what's Bizarre Junkies? And then you tell them. Fucking scary podcast, mate.
Yeah. So, welcome to the show, everybody. Glad to have you. Who do we have? We have Crazy Cat Lady in the studio. Or in the chat, we got KL Straight, we got Franny, we got J. Cray, we got all the OGs here. Yeah. Marcus, how you been, man?
Good, man. Has there been any increase in paranormal activity since the whole coming of this, of the eclipse and...
No.
Nothing.
We cleansed this place, and I feel like... George, the energy feels way different now.
Different. Way different.
I think I've got to say, I think I tend to agree with you. It does feel
calmer.
A little different in this studio.
Yeah.
So what happened?
We just cleansed it. That's it.
With what? Sage?
We had a spiritualist come in. She cleansed it.
Is this after the investigation?
Yeah, we did it right there and then. Because we got them all riled up. And we're like, let's clean this up while we're here and be done with it.
So the investigation was a success?
I would say so, George. What about you?
Even though that was yet another one I didn't get an invite to.
Yeah, I know, Marcus.
I'm sorry. An interview, Joe. That's well, you had an experience, and we wanted to capture that.
Well, you were there.
I was, and I highlighted it in my interview too. Become a member today. See that interview.
Become a member. See that interview. If you become a member on the YouTube page, 99 cents. But Mari says you have an epic voice, by the way, Marcus.
Mari says I have an epic voice.
Yes.
Is that when I put on my Marcus Deegan Thunder from Down Under voice, or is that when I'm just? Thank you, Mari. Thank you.
So Crazy Callie is saying the paranormal activity will be more after the eclipse, which the eclipse is... Let me check the Discord because I know we posted about
April 8th.
Right. Because Essex... Let's pull this up.
We got about 3 minutes of darkness, is it?
I don't know about here, but...
Yeah, I'm sure it passes over Nevada.
Essex County, New York declares state of emergency ahead of solar eclipse.
Why?
They are saying, I heard it's because of the amount of tourists that are going to be there because it's like the prime spot to be.
Wow.
That it's going to congest roadways and disruption of cell service as thousands of people fled into the county. It's going to effect at 9 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th and last year, Tuesday, April 10th.
Hang on. 9 a.m. April 6th.
Mm-hmm.
To when?
9 a.m. or until Tuesday, April 10th, because they're assuming that people are going to be there for that weekend.
So that's how long the eclipse is going to be?
No, I think it's only for like a day or so, but people are going to come in a few days beforehand.
How long is the actual eclipse itself?
Let's see. How long will the eclipse be?
It's going to be different in every part of the different parts of the world.
Totality is 4 minutes, 28 seconds, and that's near Torreon, Mexico.
We're close.
Wow. Between 3.5 and 4 minutes is about what people are going to see.
Wow, that'd be bizarre. I don't know if anyone's ever been through an eclipse before. Have you?
I have.
Yeah, we had one a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
In New Mexico, just recently, there was... So what type of eclipse is this? Because I went through one in Mexico, and then like there was a family...
It's a total solar eclipse.
Yeah, it's a solar eclipse.
It got dark. Like it looked like the world was like on a gray filter, which was like cool.
You were like, what's the LUT?
Yeah, literally.
Turn around every now and then I get... Yeah, you know that one? Total Eclipse of the Heart. Interesting.
Kale Schritz says, I've been here waiting. How did I miss so much content? What do you mean content? What do you mean you're missing?
5 minutes in.
Yeah, we're 5 minutes in. We got Matthew in. What's up, Matthew?
You got a lot of regulars coming back on this show.
We do.
I mean, like that.
The going live daily is certainly a help. George, what did you call this show?
This show?
Yeah, you said it's like you equated it to something people go to once a week.
AA meeting?
No. On what? Sundays.
Oh, church. This is the Church of the Paranormal.
That's what he called it. But yeah, I mean, we have a lot of regulars. Marcus, you said you wanted to try something on the stream today.
Ooh, you're jumping into that straight away.
Well, yeah, I mean, we only have a limited time with you. I gotta get all of you that I can. Oh, what is that?
This is what you call a gift from my guest that I had on earlier on. This is a birthday cake Kit Kat.
Interesting.
Bizarre.
Yeah, you can come in. You can come in.
You want to join the show?
We are live, by the way.
We are live.
My beautiful fiance just walked in the door. She's been cutting up brains all weekend. So this is a... this is a birthday cake Kit Kat, but you said you'd never tried it before, right?
I haven't had that one. Crazy Cat Lady, you are correct. We're at 4,600 subs. Originally, this started at Marcus as a we're going live every day till we hit 5,000 subs on YouTube. Oh, this is...
Take the three.
I feel so honored.
And honey, can you pass this to George?
George will come. George will come here. I'll wait for you guys. We'll toast. Oh my god.
A bit late for that.
What if it banked into the trash can? That'd have been great. Kobe. All right. So George, let's try this. Yeah, Crazy Cat Lady, birthday cake Kit Kat.
I'm here for it.
Oh,
tastes like a circus animal cookie.
Yeah.
Mm. Very good description, George.
Yeah, that's nostalgic right there.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. An animal cracker in chocolate form. There you go.
I was going to say thank you to your guests. I'm not going to say their name because you guys should go subscribe to the Marcus Deegan Show to see when that episode comes out.
I do appreciate that. Thank you very much. Of course. Yeah. Good episode, though.
Mm. I was only in for the first half, but it was good.
What's your vote? Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a white chocolate guy?
Love white chocolate.
George?
Yeah, I like this.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm going for number two.
Okay, that's good. I did three. I'm good. I'm good now.
Was that what you were meaning to bring up to Marcus?
Yes.
Was it Kit Kat?
Yeah. He saw it earlier on when I was gifted it and threw in one of the, I've never tasted that before, which was a subliminal hit.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah. Wow, what's that? Birthday cake Kit Kat? I've never tasted that before.
My mom says that's not too spicy for me. Like when you have a little kid and you have hot Cheetos. My mommy says I can eat that.
Why? Does your son eat Cheetos? Hot food?
Occasionally, but not really, no.
No, he's not a tataki eater?
No.
Because I know kids are into that.
Mom is, though, for sure.
I love Takis. I definitely took years off my life in middle school with how many Takis I ate.
Well, Jen is the hot Cheetos queen. She used to be the extra hot Cheetos queen, but then we kind of... I don't know. I think we read something that it can be bad for you if you eat too many hot Cheetos.
Yeah, you get ulcers.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you eat too much of any good food.
Wait, Tempest.
It'll mess you up.
Tempest, there's a chocolate-covered donut Kit Kat?
Yes.
What?
Yes. No. I'm gonna have to say no. However, I'll tell you some Kit Kats that were good, and I'm a bit of a Kit Kat fan as well. And I went to the candy store on the Strip. What was the name of that candy store? And they had Asian Kit Kats. So
yeah, Travis brought us back some when he went to
Japan. Their chocolate's unbelievable. Yeah.
What did we get? We got the green tea Kit Kat?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
Yeah. So there you go. This isn't a show about, which one was it?
Churro.
Oh, the churro Kit Kat is good too.
Yeah.
That's really good. I went down a little bit of a Kit Kat binge hole a couple of months ago, so I've been trying to be good, but... Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into what Franny has given us for today.
I don't think we have any
Kit Kats, even though Franny, you're welcome to have some. We're going to get into our video segment for today. And this one, Marcus, just says The Conjuring House is haunted as fuck. Yes, we knew that.
Okay. So this, well, obviously they made a movie about it.
Well, it's
several
like
movies about it. Actually, probably one of the scariest movies I've seen for a long time was the Conjuring movies.
Oh, door's opening by itself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is a haunted house. I guess
that's
I find it so cool that the Arnolds used to cook their food right behind that door. Abigail, you should cook some dinner tonight. That'd be really cool if you could cook some dinner for the family.
So you can go and stay there.
Five minutes later. It opens.
I mean, I did ask Abigail to cook dinner for the family. I mean, I guess that makes sense. I gotta remember later. I gotta go in the morning room. I forgot something in there from last night.
What?
Yeah, what are they?
It's a little too on command.
I did say I gotta go in the morning room. Well, thanks for opening the door for me, guys. It is a haunted house, so I guess it makes sense.
So he's going the comedy way about it, is he?
I hope you're having a good day, buddy. I found this bouncy ball around the house, so I'm gonna put it in your closet, and maybe you can play with it later. That'd be really cool if you did something with it.
Hold on a minute.
That looked a little bit...
That looked like a little underhand toss, George. Is that a granny shot?
I hope you're having a good day, buddy. I found this bouncy ball around the house, so I'm going to put it in your closet, and maybe you can play with it later. That'd be really cool if you did something with it.
Oh, hell no,
the way they stopped
kind of looked like it rolled off the hand, didn't it?
Yeah, that was...
I mean, I did ask you to play with the ball. It is a haunted house.
I mean, I did ask.
Yeah,
well, Henry, thank you so much for playing with the ball. I know when the parent family was here, April used to play with you behind the chimney. It'd be really cool if you could show yourself on camera.
Oh, an orb.
What's up, guys? Make sure you guys visit theconjuringhouse.com for your tours, go events, extended tours, overnights, campouts. Okay.
All right, buddy. All right.
We got you. It's a sales pitch. Yep. Shameless plug. So I don't know. I mean, it's those kind of videos where there's a joking kind of spin put on it that makes people go, you know, it's fake. It's obviously not true. Or you could be one of those people that have to go in a comedy sense to try and overcome the fear of it. Right. Because I don't know if I'd be joking around about it, but that's how some people, you know what I mean? I don't know if I'd be joking around about something like that. I think I'd be shit scared beyond if that was happening right there, right in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm getting better at not being terrified.
Is that because of the content you watch and plus you've done a few investigations?
I think this last one, like, I wasn't scared.
At all?
To give a little bit of so this comes out April 19th.
Oh, okay.
But so there was in the back, it didn't like us being back there. So we had a REM pod, and every time I would go around to the boxes, it would start going off. And so, like, if this was the Pioneer, I'd have been like, oh, guys, maybe we shouldn't. I was like, man, fuck you. This is, I work here every day.
Mm.
So I was like, is it this box? Is it this box? Is it this box? Okay, what about this box? I was, like, not confrontational, but I wasn't letting it bully me.
So where was the most you probably don't want to go into it too much, you want people to see it, but Studio A.
So George, I don't even want to, I'll tell him off stream, but I don't know if I want to say on stream.
That's fair enough. Just
we spoke to somebody very important to the studio.
I just lost your ears.
Yeah, because he's muting me. Because really what I was about to say is
that we actually found,
we do it all the time where I'm going to release information that he mutes me.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a comedic play. But yeah, it was a big moment. Big moment.
Well,
big
moment. Look.
Big moment in Studio A.
The only thing in Studio A that, like...
Well, you guys, both of you have had separate encounters. And
One together,
and then he had a separate one in there.
As prevalent as the one that we had together, George?
Yes.
Really?
Direct communication.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Audible.
Oof. I mean, through our tools, yes, audible, very audible.
Hmm, interesting. I can't wait to see the episode. Yeah, that was a bizarre thing that happened that day.
Yeah,
and
why don't you go into it? Why don't you let the people know? Because I mean, if they haven't seen the interview yet, they don't know.
The interview is actually, I don't even what it was. We were doing a live stream for.
I think it was the UFC fight, right?
Yeah,
UFC.
It was the UFC fight, and I have this large prop, which is a Stormtrooper helmet, which is an actual helmet. I wouldn't say that it's heavy, but if you put it on a table, you're going to need force to push it off. I have it.
Get it? Because Star Wars?
Yeah. So I had the prop on the back wall like this. I had set everything up in the studio prior to the live stream, and as I was walking back over to where the console is, I remember specifically ducking underneath the camera, and then we heard a loud bang, and I had turned around, and the helmet had flown literally off the shelf with a couple of boxing gloves and landed maybe 4 feet. So I did a bit of a test. I jumped up and down to see if I had moved. I initially thought that I had bumped it, and that's how it had fallen off, but I was way, ways away from it, and yeah, it was real bizarre. George was there. He saw the whole thing.
And then George,
I actually got to see.
Yeah, yeah. Back was turned.
Yeah,
and I know you've talked about your encounter, but maybe remind the people again what happened with you when you was just you and your fiance recording, safe for work content. Well, you know, make sure we get that clear.
We had a noise happen as we were recording late at night, and it was just us two, and it just happened in the studio. It was so loud that all two of our security cameras picked it up as like noise that happened. So it like spooked me to the point where like I didn't move for like a full like minute, because I was like, this shit ain't happening. Because I was like frozen, because I was like, what if it happened again? And I'm like, oh, it's just a person. But after it's like a minute of just silence after that happens, you're like,
yeah, you go through shock first, yeah, like a disbelief. Like when that happened when you and I were together, I just remember like looking back and then looking at you, and then you looked at me and went, what the fuck was that? I'm like, I have no idea. How did that even happen? And then once I realized what had happened, it was very bizarre.
No pun.
man. So I'm not surprised that you got some...
To answer your question, though, the most activity... We actually had a crazy activity with your Michael Jackson statue. There was there might be something tied to that.
Really?
Yeah. So we were in there. We got stuff all throughout. It actually... I think we may have done a better job at almost convincing Travis, because stuff happened to him.
That's interesting. That Michael Jackson statue, I brought it back from Australia many, many, many moons ago. Maybe... That's got to be 15 years old, that thing. Yeah. And I bought it in a smoke shop in Australia.
George, does that make sense?
Damn, now you got to add this part. Wait, go in. I think if he went into more detail here.
Because George was talking about how it freaked him out.
The actual statue freaked him out?
Yeah.
The look of it?
I think it's a Michael Jackson thing. I mean, ever since I was a kid and I saw the South Park episode, it fucked with me. Like where he like loses his nose.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Oh, as a 10-year-old, I'm like, oh, this is the scariest shit I've ever seen in my life.
No, yeah, no. So you really did think there was something with the statue?
I'm legitimately afraid of that statue.
I will just say
I don't go near it.
We put a tool by it and nothing happened when it wasn't near it, but then when it was near it, it was happening. But it wasn't like constant. It was like when we would start doing things, the equipment would start manifesting.
Like moonwalking and
No. It legit moonwalked out of the... It went down the hallway.
That's weird. Be interesting to see the episode. Yeah, it's very old, that. I've had that a long, long time. I don't think it was made in Australia, but I remember I bought it there and I brought it home. It was very expensive. It was like $500 or something like that.
For the statue?
Yeah.
But there better be a soul with it.
Then. Yeah, right. I know, right? $500
with it. I know. God damn. Yeah. All right, let's get into this next video. It says, have you ever wondered what it would be like to wake up from a coma?
No, it has never been really a thought, but I can imagine it'd be pretty cool.
Well, let's find out.
Have you ever wondered how it would feel to come out of a coma? It's nothing like the movies and can cause short and long-term injuries that many have described as torture. You might think that a coma that lasts for a week or less would just be a hiccup, when in reality, it changes a person's life forever. During a coma, you will need various tools and devices that complete basic tasks for you. Each comes with their own side effects and possible complications. These include a ventilator to help you breathe, feeding tube to receive sustenance, a catheter to remove urine, or even an external fecal catheter. Depending on the cause of your coma, you might also need a ventriculostomy tube inserted into a ventricle
and
brain to monitor pressure and drain cerebral spinal fluid if needed. All of this can greatly increase risk of infections. A simple uncaught UTI can turn into a systemic issue. The ventilator has a high risk of vocal cord injury. Some people who are singers or voice artists by trade never regain their full abilities. The pressure difference caused by the ventilator internally can cause permanent tissue injury. Additionally, it can weaken respiratory muscles and cause secretion retention, resulting in pneumonia. All of these issues can result in debilitating pain. On top of all that, many parts of your body have been inactive. In just 5 days, you'll experience enough skeletal muscle loss to make standing and walking a real chore.
Wow.
With the possibility of cognitive impairment being a factor, you might have to completely relearn how to walk, reach out and grab, read, write, or talk. It's estimated that 25% of patients experience PTSD symptoms, with the true number likely being much higher. In a coma, though you might experience REM sleep, the cycle's much shorter than required. People can wake feeling physically rested, but can still experience symptoms of sleep deprivation. It can take weeks to months to reestablish a healthy sleep cycle. In the meantime, they can experience additional personality changes, paranoia, or hallucinations. Mm. Medical devices, inactivity, and inflammation can cause permanent nerve damage. That means that some coma patients cope with lifelong pain and nerve disorders, and some can be progressive.
Damn.
So Franny just commented too. He said, my uncle was in a coma for a month, and when he woke up, he said he dreamt the whole time, and he could hear everything around him. He said he thought he was dead.
Really?
That's crazy. Yeah, because you're dreaming, but like you're hearing like your family members being like, what do we do? That's got to be awful to hear.
I'm still freaking out about the fecal catheter.
Yeah, that's... Oh.
I've had a urine catheter before, and that was no fun.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I can see Miss Nurse Sanabia over there was fully engrossed in that little subject there. Now she's in pre-nursing. She was cutting.
Have you had to apply one yet? Or like...
A catheter.
Yeah, like a... Or like a not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Just as long as I'm not the one she's practicing on.
Hold still, goddammit. It's like wrangling a cat.
So what's with the whole coma video there?
So we just find interesting videos and we culminate them. We have to find a lot of them now that we're doing this every day.
Right. I send you a lot.
You do send me a lot. There have been some that we've even...
You've even used on the show.
Yeah, like that husk one. The one you showed me earlier, we used that one on there. And I remember you sending that to me initially.
Yeah, that's the...
Actually, I think we did it on your episode.
Oh, we did?
I think we did on your episode you came on. Which, by the way, if you haven't seen that, go check it out.
Yeah.
Marcus was on the reaction show back when it used to just be the reaction show.
Mm.
Now it's the Daily Show.
Yeah.
Not the Daily Show, because that's copyrighted, but the Bizarre Junkies Daily Show.
Mm.
But all right. So this next video says some facts about what it would have been like, or what it could have been like to have dwarfism in the past. Marcus...
Roll the clip.
People with dwarfism were the original Funko Pops. They collected little people and would have them dragged out of their homes and forced to serve as a court door. Like this king, who had this little person given to him as a gift when he was...
As a gift? That's fucked up.
Rich people back then thought it was amusing to look at little people and would force them to do stuff like pop out of cakes and pies during celebrations. Mm. Dress them in the morning and bathe them at night. Act as a human doll for their children. And sometimes be forced into intimate relationships with their masters. Of course, most court dwarfs were children when they began their servitude to the royals. 5 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old, it did not matter. Some kings and queens would even engage in breeding little people for fun. Most people with dwarfism throughout history don't even know the lineage of their family.
Poor guys.
That's gotta be so fucked up. That's awful.
They can't even stand. Up for himself.
Suffered horrific abuse serving as court dwarves, and it wasn't uncommon for it to be fatal. We have countless cases of court dwarves being forced to drink themselves to death because it was amusing.
George, put your camera.
Or queen, or whoever owns the little person, to see a court dwarf stumbling about intoxicated. My biggest fear is being forgotten one day, and that's why I started this account, because there's so many little people throughout history whose stories would be forgotten if we don't talk about them.
Yeah, the Oompa Loompas.
To have dreams, to have aspirations.
Snow White's buddies.
To even have control over what they... name. People with dwarfism are just people who happen to have dwarfism. We're not a new or exotic species of people, and our hopes and dreams don't differ from yours. A narrative about our lives has been given to you guys through media, like TV shows and movies, that doesn't accurately depict what it's like to have dwarfism. That's why this account is so important to me, and I'm so thankful that you guys are here. I took your suggestion and made a YouTube channel, and I would love it if you guys would support it and follow it. It's in my bio. Let me know if you have...
Fuck. Yeah. There's a phobia.
Next video.
There's a
I don't... That hit George.
I know George's sense of humor. It's a little warped.
Both of ours. I'm just masking it right now.
No, I just...
Oh, my God. Mari said Marcus would definitely be one of those dudes back then messing with the dwarves. Marcus isn't far from one.
Hey, come on. I'm 5'8".
What?
Okay.
What? I feel like I'm much taller than you, and George and I are 5'10".
You think
are you 5'10", 5'11", George, or 6'9"?
I'm tall enough.
All right.
6'11". Next video, please.
Yeah. All right, this next one says, a cat asking for help in a Donald Duck voice?
Come on, Georgie, get your shit together, brother. Roll the clip. Help me. Help me. Help me. Fuck you. Help me. What is it? Help me. Yeah, that's a regular occurrence at my place.
Yeah. Cryptid?
No, my cats talk.
You might have a cryptid in your house, Mark.
Really?
I think so. I'm ashamed. My cat makes literal duck noises.
Yeah.
Like when my oldest cat, Lydian, when he jumps off like the table or chairs or stuff like that.
Mm.
He's like a meh.
Yeah.
Every time he jumps.
Actually, I was doing that noise this morning, wasn't I? And everyone came running. I have this little cat that likes to wake me up at 4 a.m. by going meh, meh, in my ear. And yeah, no cryptid.
No cryptid, just a cat.
Just a cat.
Just a cat. All right, this next one says, I'll let you guys figure this one out on your own. That's all it says.
All right.
Don't ask George to figure anything out at this point.
I like these ones.
Patient what for bladder stone turns out it's a calcified baby she never birthed.
What? Hold on. The nurse in the room needs to hear this.
It's a calcified baby that was never born. Instead of what did they say it was?
I think kidney stones.
Instead of kidney stones.
I went for bladder stone.
What for bladder stone turns out it's a calcified baby she never birthed.
So it's like
I didn't even know that
was
possible.
It's gotta hurt.
I mean. Wow. That's insane. I didn't even know that the human body could do that. So she thought she had kidney stones, but it's a calcified child that never birthed? Wow. We should call it, instead of bizarre junkies, I'm on the verge of puking junkies. Wow. That's weird, man. Has anyone ever heard of that in the chat? Has anyone ever heard of that? Experienced it even?
Oh, God, I hope none of you have experienced that.
Yeah.
I want to see what the person looks like. Like, what does this look like inside a person? Is it, like, so small you never be able to tell?
It's probably, I mean, if you can tell by the size of this.
That's like a full-term baby.
Yeah, nearly looked like a full-term baby.
Yeah.
Wow, bizarre.
Tempest is saying, I don't think that's a thing.
It's not a thing?
It's
like a one-off thing, right?
Like a blender model of what it would look like.
Yeah. Wow. Nice. Where'd you find that?
TikTok. These are all TikTok links. Woman has calcified baby. A Brazilian woman died at the age of 81 after undergoing surgery to remove a calcified fetus, which she'd carried inside her for 56 years.
Holy smokes.
An 81-year-old woman has died in Brazil after a shocking discovery was made. Daniela Vera had been carrying around a calcified fetus for at least 56 years.
Wow.
Wow. Just, no, it's, I'm seeing stories of this.
Yeah, that's crazy. A stone baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading here.
A stone baby.
Oh my gosh, Franny's comment.
Oh my god, he said a big torta belly, I imagine. Franny, you cannot say that, dude.
Franny.
God, he is just... Anybody who liked a singer like
a Francisco, Franny. A cryptid is like a Bigfoot, brother or sister.
Franny, I'm digging the curated list today, brother.
Yeah, so this next one says, throw the PS5 out. That's all it says. Throw the PS5 out.
He brought it in because when he opened it,
I love this guy.
Saw that his fan was not... Oh, my God! Well,
it roaches
that's
it
going directly into a bag. I did see one straggler, so I have to gas out the shop this weekend. I'm just glad that I...
Hold on. Mari just commented something crazy. She said, I've never heard of that, but my mom did get pregnant, and then the baby turned into a tumor and gave her cancer.
The baby turned into a tumor?
That's crazy.
The baby turned into a tumor.
We need to get a doctor on the show.
I didn't know that was possible.
That's like one person I haven't had on the show. I've had crime scene cleaners...
Oof.
But I haven't had, which by the way, might be making an appearance for the 24-hour podcast, George.
Nice.
Crazy.
Might get Matt Montague up in here.
Disgusting.
Yes, disgusting.
That's the only time George has ever been close to throwing up. And that was very early on in the Bizarre Junkies life cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine anything to do with a putrid smell or something rotting or flesh or something dead is always a little bit of a stomach turner for me as well, I've got to say. And I don't know if you've ever smelt something dead. I remember we smelled dead kangaroos in Australia on the side of the road.
A dead cat.
Get a fucking whiff of that thing from half a kilometer away. And that's just what it's, and it is unmistakable. I was trying to explain to Jenny what it smelled like. It's unmistakable smell. If you can picture maybe even smelling like an off steak or something and intensifying it by 20.
Yeah, I mean, there was a dead cat in our neighborhood that, like, as a kid, that, you know, we were all kids and we were like fascinated by it. The stench was awful.
But imagine what it would do to your psyche if it was a human that you were smelling.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just cannot get that. It's like, oh, no, I can't tell disgusting stories. No, that's bad. No, you can't get that smell off your nose.
Yeah.
Just reminded me of Aaron when that stripper sat on his nose and he said he couldn't get the smell off his nose for like a couple of days. Yeah. She literally sat on his face at the strip club.
And did he push her up? Did he lift? He's like, all right, and that's okay.
He just couldn't. And like, even a day later, he's like, bro, I can still smell it. So anyway, not really bizarre. Well, kind of bizarre.
That is very bizarre. What do you mean?
Remember that story, babe? Yeah.
All right, let's continue this. This guy's cleaning out a PS5 infested with roaches.
I brought this thing to the back and started working on it fairly quickly. Dang it. So I guess for now, we're just going to douse this area in alcohol. Throw the rag away. It's raining outside, so I can't even fix this thing out here. I mean, maybe I can. I'm gonna try to get this in. Oh my god.
Yeah, see, this kind of stuff doesn't bother me at all from where I come from. I'm not worried about. I mean,
Mario wants to know, did your friend have a beard?
Oh!
No, he didn't.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marty, this guy's cool.
Doesn't really, like, insects and stuff don't really bother me. Like, as a matter of fact, on pretty much one of our first dates, I grabbed a moth out of the light and ate it right in front of Jenny.
What?
I was saying goodbye to her. And we were standing outside my front door under the light, and a moth flew and landed on the light. And to show off, you know, being Australian and stuff, I grabbed the moth and ate it.
Okay, don't answer. How long have you guys been together? 10? How many times since then has he ate a moth or an insect?
Yeah, because I got sick after it. That's why. I think it was one bigger moth and one small moth. Yeah, I was sick after it. The next day I was sick in the stomach all day. So that was my moth eating days were
over. You are Mothman.
Yeah, I am Mothman.
Mothman has been confirmed.
Yeah.
He's so Marcus Deegan.
That's actually a true story.
And he's a podcast host.
Yeah, at Sticky Paw Studios. Las Vegas.
People are just saying that's wild in the chat.
Sorry,
how much time we got left with you? 30 seconds? A minute? Five minutes?
We can do another. We can do another couple of videos.
Okay. So this guy says, this one says, I don't think this guy needs the helmet anymore. Oh, this is going to be bad. Oh, it's this. It's a war. Oh, no.
Oh,
that's a head. That's a head with it.
Bro,
I don't think that guy's done using that helmet.
Holy shit.
Bro, look at this.
Pulls the helmet out.
There's a head right there.
There's a fucking head in it. How does the head be preserved that long? Underneath the wet soil, eh?
I don't think that guy's done using that helmet.
guy's funny. I thought that guy.
Yeah.
Bro, Franny. Jesus Christ.
Did he send you that?
Yeah, all of these. Franny's our producer. He's the man behind the notes here. God, I mean, it's a good one, but this one says this shark just wants to say hello.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Oh, one sec. Oh.
There is a way to deter these sharks too. Actually, it's just a push.
Oh my god, he's in there. He is in there. He's like, please let me in.
Yeah.
Let me in, please. Oh, he just wants a... Oh, he's getting in there. Oh, he got in there. He is in there?
Yeah. So this is actually something that you can do, guys. You can do it in Australia and you can do it in South Africa. And I can believe you can do it off the coast of Florida here in the United States. It's where you put yourself in a giant, unpenetrable... Well, I don't know if unpenetrable is probably the word that you could use because this looks like it's being penetrated big time. By a fucking big angry shark. looking for love in all the wrong places. You do not want to be.
Is this what Tommy Gunn's videos look like?
Which ones? His survival videos or his,
sure, any of them.
I mean, I kind of feel bad for the shark, if you want me to be honest with you.
Damn.
Yeah.
So going back to the other video, we got Vample in. What's up, Vample? Good to see you. So Mari first said, you ruined your chance of a kiss that night when you ate the moth.
No, because I was pounding her all weekend.
Oh my God, Marcus. All right, and then Tempest said, cool, dude just cursed three generations of his family by picking up that helmet.
Yeah, right, I know, man. That was bizarre.
Yeah, Franny said, they said that he was in a trench, and the trench buried that guy alive.
Oof.
That's what happened. And then Mari says, Worms had a field day with that one.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Here's a bizarre way to go question. Would you rather be burned alive or buried alive?
Burned alive.
Yeah.
Burned. Don't, because you're buried, you're sitting there.
Yeah.
At least burning, like you're it's trying over and done
within
it
about
out.
5 minutes.
Yeah, you're trying to put it out and then you're burning your nerves, so then you eventually don't feel anything. But like buried alive? No, that's actually like an irrational fear of mine.
Wow.
Being buried alive. Like I get very claustrophobic. Like I'm surprised I can do grappling. Because like when I was a kid and my dad would wrestle with me, I would freak out. Like if I got caught in a scenario where I was stuck, now I just let dudes sit on me all the time. Wait a minute, what? all right, this next one says, some footage from the Malaysian earthquake. Is there Malaysian? Yeah. David Smith says, and I know who David Smith is. Any chance you'll bring Vanessa Saros as a guest?
Who's that?
I think he super chatted like $15 and asked her to flex. And
who?
Then asked, because Vanessa was on the show one time.
Okay, who are we talking about?
Who's David Smith in the chat.
And oh, hi, David.
He super chatted and he was like, can you arm wrestle the host? Like, what?
He's one of those guys, is he?
I think so. But this one says some footage from the Malaysian earthquake. Oh, dash cam video.
Oh, yeah. This just happened too, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Oh, that's going to copyright us. 7.4.
Yeah, it's big. This is all prophesized too, guys. Sorry, guys.
Are they sliding down the road, or are they? No, I think they just. Oh, do they know like a rock slide is coming? Oh yeah. Oh, oh my god, that car is gone. Damn. Holy shit, that is crazy.
Would like closer, I would imagine, like, because I always see videos like this and I'm like, what the fuck would I do? Would closer to the wall be, because like
I think so,
cause it would
like,
roll off,
but then you have to worry about like if it's a true landslide, that then, wall's not gonna hold.
True. Fuck. Oh, it's terrifying.
Yeah, you miss. So that car got crushed, the car in front of the one that's filming. But yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy indeed.
And also, that just happened, that earthquake, as a matter of fact, in Malaysia. I'm pretty sure it just happened. Like, oh, no, hang on. Where was that earth? That
it said Malaysia.
Taiwan.
Was it Taiwan? Was it Taipei?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so this one says, duck and cover, Austin. Whatever the hell that means.
Let's go. Roll the clip.
Because
it is about to swim past me. It's a fin whale, and fin whales are only a few meters less than a blue whale. Oh, it looks so weird.
All right, yeah, it's probably gonna get copyrighted. That's got to be fun. Damn, Franny was saying with the last one, driver is on the right side, so the person most likely didn't make it in that last video. That's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's an orca following this whale. There's an orca right here.
Yes, you want to experience anything like that, then just head to the land down under. Well, for orcas, I'd say Canada would probably be a good
place.
Washington.
Washington,
yeah.
Alaska.
Alaska, yeah.
SeaWorld.
SeaWorld, boo.
Yeah.
I don't think those orcas are very happy in there. And as a matter of fact, I've seen quite a few startling bits of footage where, you know, those orcas get a little bit pissed off with coming bouncing balls on their nose and they take it out on their trainers. Did you see the one that he just grabbed her and just
took her
to the bottom? Yeah.
So we have two videos left, but real quick. So I did a video on one of the live streams last week. I talked about how I have submechanophobia, which is like a fear of like man-made objects underwater that you can't see but then emerge. So, like, one of them is this. Here, George, you can show. Give me one second.
Like a floating bog?
Hold on. Like, this is not a real whale on my screensaver. This is an animatronic whale.
But that scares you?
Yeah, it's scary.
The Jaws Disneyland, ride? The Jaws?
Well, Disneyland, I'm okay. But, like, the Jaws ride would freak you out because you don't see it.
Right.
And then it just pops out.
So, if you were locked inside Pirates of the Caribbean and just floating around in the water in Disneyland, that's fucking...
I can go on the ride, no problem. But, like, the boat in there, like, just... Because it's, like, in an enclosed space. And that's, like...
So, just water or anywhere? Like, you know, the Jurassic Park thing where the...
I don't think that freaks me out. It's, like, the water. We're, like...
You know what?
I've got that fear as well. But I talked about this image. You can show it again, George. This image. And now my chat thinks I'm afraid of whales. So, every time there's a whale video, they just spam whale emojis in the fucking... Like, they're doing it right now.
Well, that's a sperm whale, so they can be a little bit scary.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for anything, I can never go to Australia. Why not? What if there's some ghost shit down there to do? Then we have to bring
Marcus. Everything would kill you before you got there.
Including the ghosts? Shalina, what's up? Glad to see you.
Australia is a very old place, so there's a lot of heritage there, man.
Yeah, a lot of dark history there, too.
Oh, yeah, there is.
All right, so this next one says, a rat in an energy drink.
A rat? In an energy drink.
A full-grown rat was found in an Alani can.
Alani.
And I'm so convinced that TikTok is shadow banning this girl's video because Alani's threatening lawsuits. Are you ready? Brace yourself. She starts by showing the Alani.
Okay, I'm about to show the rat, girl. Where the fuck?
Get ready.
It is.
Oh.
Oh, is it like a dead rat? It has to be.
Just wait.
Oh, one that's hopped up on a line.
Oh, that's a tail!
I'm gonna throw up.
Damn.
Like, it makes me, like, literally want to throw up. Like, I am gonna throw up. I have goosebumps.
Is there one in there, Marcus? Is there one in there?
I didn't see one in there. No, we're good.
Okay. All right. So
That's a really good trick if you if you want to get out of paying a meal. You go to something like Red Lobster and you order a lot of food and you just happen to have a little dead rat in your pocket in a Ziploc bag. And then at the end of it, underneath the shells of the 9 lobsters that you ate, hey, what the fuck is that? Excuse me, maitre d', and then... And that's how I've got most of my free Red Lobster meals.
Mind you, he does this at McDonald's.
Yeah, he can do it anywhere you want.
He has a lobster tail, and he's like, look what I fucking found in your restaurant. I'm like, sir, we don't have lobster here.
That is disgusting, though. I'm wondering what that did for the stocks of Alani.
I mean, it wasn't high to begin with. I do not like Alani.
No, it's a little sweet for me.
Yeah.
Never really had it.
Yeah, it's a little sweet. Little sweet for me.
Never really had it. But
these are great.
Oh, yeah. Those are tremendous.
These are unbelievable. If you want to stop drinking soda.
Yeah, drink that zero calories, zero everything, but it tastes just like soda.
Yeah.
Not even sponsoring the show. They should, though.
Yeah. Clear American.
Yes. So this is the last one. It says, what is in the desert?
Ooh.
I got to show you something that I don't know how to explain at all. Either the government is building something... insane, or this is aliens.
Why, what is it?
You know Google Earth, right?
Yeah.
Do you have Google Earth on your phone?
Probably not, but I'm just going to Google them.
Okay. Well, I will do it on my phone real quick.
Yeah, Google Earth on your phone?
Yes. I'll punch in these coordinates on my phone myself, and what I see is so a while.
Have you tried it
yet? Pretty much, bro. When you punch in these coordinates on Google Earth, it will take you to this random part of the Earth that's like a barren wasteland. For miles, there's nothing. No town, no whatever. And the only way I can explain this thing is it looks like a portal or something, dude. Don't know how to explain this. I don't know what this looks like, Mike. That's the best way I can describe it. All around it, for miles, are hella tanks defending it. I swear to God. For miles, dude, hella tanks spread out. You can't even get close to it.
And this how is many real. Tanks?
And this is real.
What the?
I'll show you right now.
Let me see.
All right, first, I just pasted this month. Okay? Look, it's in there.
Yep.
What the is this?
Let me see.
And then zoom and look around all over the desert.
What the is this?
George, write those coordinates down. Let's punch them in.
And if those guys are bullshitting, they're in big trouble.
Yeah, because Bizarre Junkies is going to call them out on it right now.
Yeah, and this is everything on this show is real.
All right, George, I'll let you pull it up. What in the Grand Canyon?
Yeah. But don't you think that if the government was trying to hide something like that, Google Earth would be the first thing that they...
bribe.
Or changed, yeah. Or blocked.
And they can, because my dad had a coworker that would go on Google Earth and look at like military bases, and then eventually like it would like have like a screen that's like, you are unauthorized to see this.
Really?
Yeah. You do it at their job too.
Yeah. Wow.
George is punching him in. He's typing hard over there. I don't know if you guys can hear him. Yeah, he's hard at work trying to find these coordinates.
How do you do the degree sign?
Ooh, that's a tremendous question.
Jen, do you know how to do the degree sign?
While we're pulling that up, I see she has a Muse hoodie on. What is Muse, Marcus?
Muse is this amazing company that has psilocybin-infused products. So you've heard of the term magic mushrooms before. Well, this is a product for people that like to microdose on that through chocolate or chews or a capsule or whatever. So, yeah, it's pretty much a company that puts magic mushrooms into products and you can microdose on it. Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, I got it pulled up.
Oh, look. Oh, it's a one-to-one
copy. Hang on a minute. It's actually real?
I don't think it's a portal, though. I think it's like a pool. Yeah, George, you want to pull it up?
Yeah.
So this is the exact thing they were just showing on the video.
Okay. Now, is there military tanks around it?
There's like a boat. That's not a tank.
Tempest, you're talking about how the Pentagon casually dropped it. Did you have proof? We already do that. Yeah, we live streamed the press hearing. It's a congressional hearing. We live streamed it from this room when it was going on.
I mean, it looks like the Millennium Falcon to me. Yeah. Any Star Wars fans
out
there?
That's water. That's not a portal. That's just water. That's probably where they're dumping the bodies.
There is something that looks... well, like, there's something that looks like a bulldozer here.
Yeah.
And then it looks like this is cut out in the same exact shape as that. Well, something similar.
Yeah, very similar.
Is it an art installation, is what Franny is asking? It's the next Burning Man.
It really is out there in the middle of nowhere. Where is this at? Oh, this is in California.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is it by like Palm Springs? Because if so, it might be a military testing.
Do you ever Google Earth your house and see you standing out the front?
With no pants on?
With no
screaming,
pants on.
Screaming
yeah.
at the Google cart? Yeah. No, but I'm assuming you have. Or is that a goal?
It is a bit of a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see some video once of a lady whose dad died, and then for some reason she pulled up Google Earth and of her dad's house, and there was him sitting out the front. And, so that's kind of what made me think of the idea.
I've seen one where there was Google Earth was following somebody, and then they, like, were, like, running like they were scared of it, and then they fell.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. Yeah. They're like, the Google Earth car is trying to get me.
I see them a lot around this area, actually.
Well, no, those aren't Google Earth cars.
Okay, what are they?
So that's ZooX. They're going to replace, they're trying to get AI to replace Uber. So the cars, that's them driving around with sensors so the AI can pick up how to drive.
So it's a test thing at the moment.
Correct. But they do have ones that come out. Like I was coming back from jiu-jitsu the other day, and I was going to turn left onto Sunset from Rainbow, and I saw one almost just come straight out into the intersection when traffic was coming. I was like, damn.
That's a whole other Bizarre Junkies episode is AI.
I actually am writing a video about it right now. It's creepy because like we use AI a lot to help us with our jobs. Mm. But it is creepy to think of like if it's already doing this much, like it could definitely replace.
Yeah, the only thing creepier about what AI could do is kind of what P. Diddy was doing with Justin Bieber, that video that just came out. Now, if you look back... If you look back at that now...
Knowing what you know now, it's creepy.
And Justin Bieber, like, sucking his top lip and looking a little...
Yeah, and the fact that P. Diddy was like, I don't got full custody of him, but I got him for 48 hours. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P... Oh, yeah, no, you don't want to go singing those songs anymore.
Yeah, the Kesha song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then he got his house raided. And then we just saw a video that made us laugh where he saw Justin Bieber recently. You could see him. He was like patting him for like a wire, but he tried to play it off.
George, did you get that photo that I sent you?
Yeah. Give me a sec.
Can you pull? Yeah, that's a whole different situation. And you know what? It's funny. You know, all these things are coming to light. And Cat Williams, he kind of started talking about this a few months ago, saying, "Hey, listen, this stuff is going to be all brought to light. There's going to be a lot of people going down, and the light will be, you know, there will be shone on all these people in 2024."
Yeah, and sure enough, is that a real photo?
No.
Okay, I was like, real photo. Yeah, with Epstein and. But like that's the thing is people are like, how come he was on the Epstein list? Like, because he was having parties on his own.
Yeah.
What'd you say, George? You were like, why the fuck I got?
Like,
go
I'm gonna have my own Epstein island.
Why the fuck I gotta go to a motherfucking island? I can do that shit right here in the Hollywood Hills.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Thinking back on it now, it's just crazy. Did they catch him?
I don't think he's on the run.
Yeah, in a butterfly net.
I don't think he's on the run, is he?
Yeah,
his houses were getting raided.
He's not in the United States.
P. Diddy.
Yeah, he's not.
I thought he was in Miami.
No, he was.
Diddy currently Diddy's, wanted.
Where's Diddy on Snap Maps?
That's Diddly. Wake up in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tempest, that's been a thing for a while now. The Island Boys making out on their lives. Hey, people do anything to make money on the internet.
Yeah,
now.
Okay, what
like
was
start
that?
A podcast.
I want to fight them both at the same time after I saw that video.
They can't fight, though.
That's the whole point. Beat the shit out of them easy.
Marcus is trying to bring back the Crusades.
Well, I mean, you don't get making out with your brother on TV. You know what I mean? That's a little over the line.
Why not? They got paid to do it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they were live on TikTok. They make money every time they go live on TikTok.
I wonder how much that would cost to.
How much would we need right now for you and I to? Not that we're going to.
How long is the session?
3 seconds.
Oh, I mean, you got a 20 on you now.
Oh no! What is? Oh my God, George.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know how like there's the saying no homo?
Yeah.
Which is like now people are saying no Diddy. What?
That's so good. Yeah, there's a whole new thing gonna be created out of this now.
Well, I'm waiting for the South Park episode now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'll be good.
That's gonna be it's on their OnlyFans too? Oh, on the Island Boys OnlyFans. Hey. Enjoy that one. If you make however you make your money, I guess.
Yeah.
Have fun with that. You won't catch us doing that. You'll just catch us. Shilling puffy slippers, which you can get 15% off your entire order at puffyslippers.com. Use code Bizarre, 15% off. These things are cool. These are called the Puffy Screamers.
I think the name Puffy is going to become obsolete soon, you know. Puffy.
Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
These feel great, actually. I'm going to get me some of these.
Yeah, I pulled up the website, George. Oh, look at this. Unlock 15% off your order. Or you could support Bizarre Junkies and use code Bizarre and get 15% off your order. Oh, that's Kyla right there. So we have like these ones. You can see the TV right above you. Behind you, you can see them. So we have these ones. I have these ones. These ones are actually super comfy. They have tons of different ones. Like, let's go. Let's see all. Here are the Puffy Screamers.
Yeah. That's what she said. That's what Bieber was singing.
Oh my God, so, Marcus. Yeah. Marcus, before we close out today, where can the people find you? What you got going on?
Guys, I got the 24-hour live stream coming up.
We do have that,
Action
yes.
Junkies. I'm going to be doing
Bizarre Junkies.
Bizarre Junkies.
Gridiron Junkies.
Gridiron Junkies. Fitness Junkies. The Marcus Deegan Show, who's just a junkie. And then we're going to be doing, I've got my regular podcast and I'm on social media. Give me a follow and a share. Interact with me. I love interacting with you guys. But, thanks, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you wearing the shirt. I mean,
of course, I love it.
I mean, you can get yours right now. Here, I'll pin it in the chat. For you guys can get that shirt right now. PuffySlippers.com. Yeah, thank you, Mari, for posting that. Everybody give Mari a W. Everybody give Franny a W. Everybody give George a W. Everybody give Marcus
a follow
and a hug and a tug.
Ooh.
All right, George, where can people find you? What you got going on besides the 24-hour? But do go ahead and promote the 24-hour.
We're going live every day on the Junkies Network channel, and I know we had a big subscriber base follow over, but that's every day around 1 p.m. I mean, this is a show in which we have all the Junkies host on, so sometimes it's a little bit delayed, but we are going to get it up. This Saturday, I'm watching the NC State Wolfpack play Purdue, and if they beat Purdue, I will win $2,500. So I am live streaming that on Saturday, 3 p.m. tip off. Be there.
How much did you put on it to win?
I put $20 down on them to win the national championship, which would win me $5,000. But I am going to hedge my bet. I'm not going to miss out on $2,500.
Off of 20? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
What is Tigers 160-1?
Tiger Woods, 160-1, abstaining from sex ever since the last Masters. So now he's, he's dialed in.
And he's a horny bugger, too.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. Yeah. So. That might be my bet. I might put. George, my life will change if I put $500 on that and he wins, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but how are you going to know, though?
What?
If he did it or not.
Because I'll look at the account and...
If he went, he's got to win a golf tournament.
Yeah,
it's 160.
I thought you were talking about him having sex.
Oh yeah, no.
Oh, how the fuck are you gonna know that?
Can we like hedge that? Like we get like a hot girl in there and we like, hey, I'll put 20-1 that he's gonna have sex. Go to like bet MGM.
Respectfully, I'm exiting this conversation.
It's because he's a Tiger Woods fan. Tiger's his guy.
I know, George. I know, George.
Hey, what am I missing here?
We'll tell you off the stream.
Okay, no worries.
George and Tiger Woods may have done something in the past.
Oh, yeah. One of Diddy's Cave parties. Cousins.
Yeah, Diddy's party. No. Yeah.
You guys...
I know too much.
Said too much. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Please consider becoming a YouTube member for as little as 99 cents a month. You can see interviews from these two gentlemen right now. I know what you're doing. Just put on him. It's like Anchorman or Bruce Almighty. But yeah, guys, we'll be live again tomorrow, 2:15 Pacific Standard Time. Until then, stay bizarre.